Welcome everyone to the coziest show in show business, KiwiRadio.nz live on a Tuesday, 7 p.m. New Zealand time, and we are simulcast on upfm.co.nz. I'm saying cozy because we've had an interesting 24 hours with very heavy rain today here in Auckland. We even got the old Amber Alert telling us to basically go home. In the office, I'd say like 60% of people in my workplace took that offer and went straight home, like pick up kids within the hour, that kind of thing. And some took paid, you know, annual leave, some took unpaid leave, and I remained calm and stayed, got paid my full wage, and yeah, stayed calm, really. I guess that's the scout in me, you know, always, and I know that I can swim, right? So, but how are you doing over here in New Zealand? Have you got other news that you'd like to share about how your day went in particular? Another thing as well, I took before and after photos of the car park near our workplace where midday it was like the flash flood, and then by 3 p.m. it was all down the drain and just disappeared, really. So that was my day. Hope you're doing well. Anyways, stay tuned. We've got Double Trouble today with some wonderful musical guests. We're talking new blood, old blood, full spectrum, really. We're going to start off the show with a rising music star by the name of Pat, or Patricia Piasta, who's only 18 years old but bursting onto the scene with some really cool music here. And then on the second half of the show, we've got the old timers, Super Turtle, who debuted, released, was really back in 2008. Darren is actually no stranger of the podcast, being on the show multiple times now. He's, of course, the owner of a wonderful music studio called Earwig here in Auckland. I'll be speaking to him at the second half of the show. But first, let's get started with some music from Aotearoa. Drax Project is opening the show today. They are a New Zealand pop and R&B band that formed in Wellington in 2014. This is a requested track for you today, and the song is called Smart Love. Straight after the song, I'm going to open the lines to Pat joining us today.
And I know that some guys treated you like that, and I promise that I don't want to be like that anymore. So stop your worrying. I think you think too much. No, they all let you down. But girl, that isn't us. We got that smart love. We ain't gonna mess it up because we learned from all the ones that we fucked up, but they were practiced. Being stupid, being dumb, but now we got that, now we got that. We got that smart love. Head over heart love. Gotta be lost in the way to who you are. Giving too much, trying to find love, but it only broke your heart. And I hate that some guys treated you like that. And I promise I'll try not to be like the ones before. So stop your worrying. Yeah, I know they all let you down. But girl, that isn't us. We got that smart love. We ain't gonna mess it up because we learned from all the ones that we fucked up, but they were practiced. Being stupid, being dumb. But now we got that, now we got that. We got that smart love. Head over heart love. That's smart love. We ain't gonna mess it up because we learned from all the ones that we fucked up, but they were practiced. Being stupid, being dumb. But now we got that, now we got that. We got that smart love. We got that smart love. We ain't gonna mess it up because we learned from all the ones that we fucked up, but they were practiced. Being stupid, being dumb. But now we got that, now we got that. We got that smart love.
That's my love. After a cold, rainy day, it's great to be back in my little bedroom here, a podcast studio in my pajamas, the coziest podcast in town. We've got Pat Piasta joining us in the, well, studio via phone, however you want to call it, promoting some really cool music tonight. After competing in RockQuest during her school years, she actually went to win the Newfound Sound competition, which led to her having some studio time recording these singles, which we're about to showcase today. So it's a three-song set. But first of all, give a warm welcome to Pat, who's on the phone right now. Pat, welcome to KiwiRadio.nz.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, very good. There was a moment of silence there. Those are the ones for the moment of silence was for people that didn't get home dry. What happened there? Was the phone muted or something? Or?
Muted. My bad.
No, that's all good. Hey, welcome to the show. And first of all, round welcome. You've got some awesome music. You're a breakthrough artist, Polish born now in New Zealand. Tell us, how does this feel like breaking the scene kind of thing?
It feels pretty surreal. I mean, I'm quite determined to make it in the music industry. So every opportunity is an amazing one. So thank you so much for having me on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Take every day as it comes, and I really love that attitude. Well, we'd love to broadcast your music to the little audience that we have on the internet. In fact, there are 22 unique listeners right now listening all over New Zealand. So what is your message for all the Kiwis out there that maybe got drenched with rain today?
You know, my music is all about my emotions and how I feel, and I hope that when you listen to it, you can relate and listen to it in your own time. And yeah, I hope you dream big and make your dream come true as well.
Yeah, listen to it, rain or shine, absolutely. Tell us about the first song, One and Only. Why did you write this song? What's it about? Tell us.
So, One and Only, I wrote after my first breakup with a long-term relationship. It's a song I think I have the deepest connection with. It helped me heal and appreciate my feelings at the time. You know, it's mostly about reminiscing the past and accepting the vulnerability that comes with losing your first love.
Yeah, heartbreak songs are really the best. In fact, I've got a special button for that one. So that one goes out to all the heartbreakers. Let's listen to the song first of all. Again, big warm welcome to Pat Piasta joining us today at KiwiRadio.nz. We have two more songs from this wonderful new emerging artist. Hope you enjoy the music showcase this evening.
So happy to be sad now that you left my life. I cannot help but cry the moment that I saw you for the first time. I never realized the pain that you'll bring in time. All of my wish we could go back in time, 'cause I left my one behind. I remember when you bought me flowers, and the day that you met my parents. Is it worth fighting for you now, when all you did was bring me down? I want you to be my memories living in your mind. could go back in time, 'cause I left my one behind.
Pat Piesta is our first guest for this evening's podcast and music showcase. That is a track called One and Only. Welcome back to the show, Pat. A great start to your segment. How does it feel to be listening back to your music on radio and getting it out there? Is it being played elsewhere?
It's pretty crazy. I mean, I've never personally been on a radio before. That's something that I am working towards. So it definitely feels like a little dream come true.
Oh, right. Well, this is double dream come true, because you're actually live on two radio stations tonight, both KiwiRadio.nz and RPFM.co.nz. You know, us DJs these days in 2023, we got to diversify. So two eggs in one basket kind of thing. And, well, I hope you're enjoying your debut experience, really, getting your music out there. We're certainly loving the music here. Now, I like to ask questions related to the song title. So I'm going to give you a quick fire list, if that's okay, and play a bit of a game with you. Now, your song's called One and Only, so I'm going to ask a couple of questions, if that's all right, if you had one and only thing to pick from this list. Who would be your one and only favourite singer?
Favourite singer? It must be Alicia Keys. She is incredible.
Why is that?
Her voice has just so much emotion behind it, and the way she sings, it's just incredible. Her ability to sing is crazy, and songwriting as well, not to even mention.
Okay. If you had one and only travel necessity, and you can't travel without it, what would it be?
My phone.
Yep, that's fair enough. That's a very Gen Z answer indeed. And also, do you have a favourite smell that brings back a special memory? That's a very odd question, but a very true one.
I feel like a vanilla candle.
Yeah?
Smells like childhood, you know?
You reckon? So Nana bought in vanilla candles home
yeah,
one day?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we just had a lot of vanilla candles.
Do you have any now?
I actually do, yeah.
Is it kind of like a collector's thing? Is there a collector's scene out there for vanilla candle stuff?
Not really. I'm just a cheap one from Kmart, unfortunately. But definitely replace it every now and then.
Okay. Well, on your last birthday, what was the best gift that you received?
A phone, actually.
Okay. Again, a very Gen Z thing. Yeah. I remember my very first smartphone from my in-law, actually, and I was like, what? It's got the internet? What's going on? Okay, so yeah, very blessed to be born in the internet age, that's for sure. What is your one and only guilty pleasure food?
Chips. I am a chip girl. I can't help myself.
Are you enjoying this game? Should we have one more?
Let's have one more.
Okay, one more. Well, speaking of, this is a very good segment, by the way, because your next song is called Toy. So what is your favorite toy?
What is my favorite toy?
Don't say your phone.
No, of course not. My favorite toy, I have this teddy bear, Winnie the Pooh, from when I was little. So I would say that's my favorite toy and the only one I own.
That's really cool. Well, should we play your song, Toy? Does it have a meaning?
Of course. Every song has a meaning.
Tell us.
Toy is about not becoming an object in someone else's game, as the name states. You know, it's a very empowering song, and I feel like people these days are very easy to dismiss other people's emotions. So I kind of wanted the song to be like an outlet to remind people that how you feel is actually important.
I know someone like that at work. I won't say names, but they treat people differently based on, I guess, how they feel about them. Like, they'll have a completely warm, welcoming thing from one person and then a total cold, stone, rock cold on another person. It's just, it's like, I totally know what you mean. Playing favoritism. It's not nice. So yeah, I've been in the receiving end of that, that's for sure. I mean, do you have any advice for maybe if you're kind of butting heads with someone, what do you personally do?
Personally?
Other than write songs about them.
Yeah, well, that's one. And second, I think it's best to talk about it. You know, just confront them.
Yeah.
Because it's not right to do that. So I think, I mean, I confront these things by writing a song about it, but obviously talking about it is better.
Absolutely. And in person, not email communication or text, people. In person, just like, hey, let's have a quick catch-up, have a chat. Yeah, absolutely. Well, are you allowed to tell us who this one's about? Like, is it based on a true story?
It was actually when I started dating around and started meeting new people. And I was actually like, no, like, I know what I want and I know how I should be treated and this is not it. So, you know,
yeah.
You should hear it.
Absolutely. Respect people's boundaries, people. Let's listen to the song. I'm sure it'll tell us all. And yeah, maybe you've got your own twist about it. Maybe you can relate. That's what music's all about. Have a listen to Pat Piasta, very talented emerging artist here in New Zealand.
So if you wanna take me home, you better make me the only one. I am not a toy that you play with when you're bored and lonely or stuck at home and you're just horny. I'm not the girl who gets the guy, cause I don't play games, make up your mind. No, my mama don't like when you mess with my mind. You know my standards, they are high. So if you wanna survive, better stay by my side.
Exciting and very well produced music there from New Zealand. Pat Piasta, you can find her on Instagram.com/Pat, P-A-T dot Piasta. That's Papa India Alpha Sarah Tango Alpha. And she's here with us today. Pat, congratulations on the music. This is very, very good.
Thank you so much.
Now, what other feedback have you had about this music? Have you had any haters?
No, I have not had any haters yet.
Good.
Which is quite good.
I'm asking that because I'm wondering if you've created any enemies. Third song for the day. I love my segues. Enemy is the song. I'm full of them, by the way, if you've listened to other episodes of the show. Pat, tell us. This is the third and final of today's showcase. We're almost reaching 7:30 right now. We got Super Turtle joining us for the second half of the show, so stay tuned for that. If you like your rock music from Aotearoa, third song for the day is Enemy. Who's the enemy?
Who's the enemy? Enemy is always the ex, isn't it?
Isn't it?
And unfortunately, this song did make him the enemy. When he came over, I wrote it. So I was with my ex, and I broke up with him and then go back with him. And when he came back to my house, my dad would always call him the enemy.
Oh,
wasn't so great.
The old dad. The dad knows well, doesn't he? He can spot the enemy from a mile away. What else has your dad... I mean, what makes a good bachelor?
What makes a good bachelor? You know, ambition, that's for one.
A job?
And hard work. A job and big dreams like me. That's two requirements.
There's not much to ask with that. Favorite other songs about exes, just so you know. Shout out to my ex by Little Mix, Gaslighter, The Chicks, Go Your Own Way, Fleetwood Mac, and Since You've Been Gone, I Can Hear for Kelly Clarkson. Yeah, she's really good, eh? Did you know that a breakup that ends in an unhealthy relationship can be a positive change rather than a negative one, according to Kelly Clarkson?
Of course.
You can learn so much from songwriters. Now, what's next for you in the songwriting realm? You've got the three songs debut. What are you doing in 2023 after that wonderful breakthrough?
So currently I'm working on releasing another single. And after that single, hopefully a small EP, my first EP, which will be amazing.
Could you do us a quick favor? Please upload your music to bandcamp.com, not a sponsor of the show, but we do here at kiwiradio.nz have a budget to support our guests and stuff. So I find that Bandcamp's just the best one to support artists directly, right? So keep that in mind. And
we can do that.
And definitely flick me a message as well when you want us to plug more music or what you're up to. What about gigs?
I just had one last Saturday.
Okay, where? How did it go?
Cassette 9. It was a Madcap showcase. It was pretty cool. I had a guy on a sax. I called him Sexy Max on the sax. He did absolutely amazing and played this night. So hopefully I will have another one this month. I'm just arranging that now.
I'm feeling the next album should be called Midnight Songs with Sexy Max on the sax.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right?
Favorite. Let me write that down.
Here are some more songs about exes, just because, you know, got to get the rage out. Hate Me by Ellie Goulding. On My Mind by Ellie Goulding. Back to Black. Do you like Amy Winehouse?
I love Amy Winehouse. I used to sing Back to Black.
Okay, here we go then. In that case, just to make sure that you're not auto-tuned to the days, give us a 10-song snippet on radio, the Amy Winehouse Back to Black Pat version. Here we go.
Would you like me to sing it?
Yes, please. Just 5 or 10 seconds would be great.
He left no time to regret. Keep his lips wet with his same old thing.
That is radio gold right there. When I create little moments like that, that means I'm doing an excellent job and that my guest is having fun. So Pat, I hope you've had a great time at your first experience on radio. I'm sure it won't be the last, being a very talented songwriter and musician and all. I'm wishing you the very best breaking through the music scene, and we'll of course try and take this music catalog to the world. Speaking of international listeners right now, shout out to the one and only Los Angeles joining us today on the podcast, and our 24 unique listeners in Auckland. I'm guessing they're not really doing much post rain, so there's not much on a Tuesday 7 p.m. is there? Are we competing with anything at the moment, or do you know?
Maybe a gym membership.
Oh yeah, that's true. You just reminded me to just be more active in 2023. Thanks for that. Thanks for that gentle reminder. Where else? I've plugged your Instagram. Is there anywhere else you want to plug?
Just Pat on Spotify, Pat on everything, Pat on TikTok. Have a look at my stuff. I promise you won't regret it.
Yeah.
I will have heaps of other amazing things coming out, and I am really, really excited for more people to hear it. So I would love if you would love to follow my journey.
Yeah, please. And I've found Pat through Instagram, which is my main social, instagram.com/pat.piasta. That's Papa, India Alpha, Sierra Tango Alpha. Tell Pat that you heard her on kiwiradio.nz. And remember, all our podcasts will be available for an MP3 download for free later on. So, Pat, thank you so much for joining us on this first segment. And we will play your song. I won't forget. The song, again, is called Enemy. Please tell us you're listening to kiwiradio.nz, and I will love you for days.
You're listening to Kiwi Radio NZ, and I love you for days.
Oh, you're right. Word for word. Pat, please don't create me in your enemy list. I am definitely a friend, and please,
I promise I won't.
Yeah, please keep writing more songs about exes, because your dad knows the success to songwriting success there, I'm sure. Yeah, what else do I want to say? Stay cool and stay creative.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure being on the show.
All right, well, here is the Pat song by, the song's called Enemy by Pat.
But I get emotional whenever you call. Since you've gone, I've been under the weather. Didn't think I could ever let you go. Ago. I guess you gave me a reason to go. Got me breaking, got me out of control. My feelings left in the dark, now it's fading. Go back to the start. Don't ever make me your enemy. Feeling I'm back in the dark, it's taking a toll on my heart. Don't ever make me your enemy. You never gave me a reason to doubt you. Makes it harder to let you go. Never thought we'd be worlds apart. Should have known this from the start. Gave you a piece of me.
KiwiRadio.nz. Hope you didn't hear me earlier with the hot mic there saying goodnight to my son. If you did, well, that's what dads do, right? But welcome back to the show, Darren, who's no stranger to the podcast from Super Turtle.
Yeah, hello.
Oh, there's a lovely voice to hear on a Tuesday night. How are you, Darren?
I'm good. Yeah.
Well, welcome
looking
back.
To the rain.
Yeah, well, tell us, how did your day go with the rain? I got the Amber Alert at midday, and there was a bit of flooding outside our office, but then by 3 p.m. it was all normal, and my ride home at 5 p.m. was totally normal. So how did your day go? Are you in West Auckland at all?
No, it was pretty cool around here. I'm on the shore, so
okay.
I had to go and pick up my daughter from her work because she works at Westlake Girls.
Yeah, yeah.
High school, and it got flooded.
Oh, really?
And the buses weren't working, so she was stranded there. So that was my little drama.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, yeah, these Amber Alerts are very new to New Zealand, so I'm not sure if I should be panicking or not, but I remained calm as a scout that I am.
Oh, yeah.
I remained completely calm. I was the only one not panicking in the office. I felt really ostracized.
Good on, yeah.
Yep. So anyways, well, let's play some music, shall we? I only found two in my inbox, unfortunately, but we play your music all the time, so don't worry about that. We will be playing your brand new single, Robert De Niro, named after the wonderful actor. But we're going to jump back to your wonderful catalogue that's available on superturtle.bandcamp.com. Now, you've been, you've got a stellar catalogue over the years, really, so I thought I'd pull one out from the discography there and play Right the Wrong. For anyone listening to Super Turtle for the first time, just give us a brief description what the song is about.
This one, Right the Wrong, that's about conspiracy theorists preaching at you. And not letting you speak, and almost being like religious zealots. So that's pretty much what that's about.
Yeah, there's different ideologies in life, hey, and it's just tough when someone pushes their ideologies on you, and that's. I guess that's why, I don't know, I didn't panic in the rain, so I don't know. But yeah, each to their own. Each to their own. But yeah,
exactly, each to their own, good to listen respectfully. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Respect is the big word here, Like, yep. we're all different colours and spectrums of the rainbow. Can we just get along, people?
So it's not a dig at people with those beliefs. It's, I just encountered someone when I wrote that song that,
preach.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the word,
preach. Preach the choir of music. Super Turtle, let's have a listen to this.
There was never any question. There was something going on. There was never any question. Trying to right the wrong. And it's come to my attention. You're always right and never wrong. You say it's fact when it's opinion. Please keep it short and not too long.
On and on and on. On and on.
Any question, there was something going on. There was never any question trying to right the wrong. And it's come to my attention, black and white still mixed to gray. Just because you keep repeating, nobody gets to have their say.
On and on and on.
On and on and on and on and on and on and on. There was never any question. There was something going on. There was never any question. Trying to right the wrong.
On and on and on. On and on and on and on. On and on and on.
On and on and on.
kiwiradio.nz, simulcast on upfm.co.nz, our weekly show every week, 7 to 8pm New Zealand time. The wonderful, the celebrated, the amazing Darren is on the phone right now with his band Super Turtle. Right the Wrong is the track. What a great, great, great track. Despite the controversy, it's good music. So anyways, next song is about the celebrated American actor Robert De Niro. Did you have to give him royalties? Does he know about it?
No, and I don't know. I don't know if he knows about it or not.
Woo!
I'm just asking because I remember watching, is it The Voice or something? And who's that country singer that sung a song about something? Anyways, I'm bad at factoids tonight, my brain. But yeah, you know, sometimes that's the pathway to success, is if you just tag the person you're writing about and then they share it. Who knows? It will still happen. It can still happen. Favorite Robert De Niro movie? Do you have one?
No, but I do. This song was inspired by Midnight Run, which was good. That was sort of a comedy action thing. Oh, yeah. Where he was a bounty hunter, had to get someone back to across the states in a certain time period, and it was around late 80s, I think. But that was a goodie, and I'd just seen it on Netflix, and then when we had a jam, the lyrics popped into my head because I just watched the film 24 hours before.
Really? So from watching the movie straight to pen, like it was a quick process?
It was, yeah.
Wow. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you're
that
actually
came out pretty quick.
You're very privileged in a way that you've actually got your own music studio. Do you want to tell people of Auckland about your studio tonight?
Yeah, sure. I'm actually building a new studio because after 28 years at one place, a property developer brought their building and they had to shift out.
Oh, wow.
But that was in October, but I'm building a new place, but it's practically probably 3 weeks away from being finished, so it's quite exciting. And it's very, very similar shape and size to the other place, so no big radical change there, except it's in my backyard instead of in Birkenhead. So it's in Beach Haven, quite nearby to where the old one was. So that's cool.
I would love to see what the new place is all about. Is your website still earwig-studios.co.nz?
Yep, that's all the same. And I'll be making quite a big noise when I reopen. So, you'll just have to come and check it out.
Please. Yeah. I live in the Shore now. So, we'll work something out. I'm still in Auckland, so yeah. That will be awesome. For anyone that wants to go down the sort of historical rabbit hole, there's actually a YouTube video of Earwig back in 2017. Can you believe it? So about 6 years ago, we filmed a music studio with Darren showing us around his neat, at the time anyways, had some awesome analog tape recording and a reverb room and stuff like that. So yeah, wishing you the best with the new space. Do you think you're going to be blogging about building the thing? Are you much of a vlogger these days?
Not really, but I have posted a few videos along the way, and I'm sort of overdue to, since I've nearly finished, I think I better whack another one up.
Yeah, for sure.
Just showing the progress, mainly to keep, I've got a bit of a queue of people wanting to record, so.
Well, where can people
keep them in the loop as much as.
Where can people find this progress?
That's on updates. That's on the Earwig Studios Facebook page.
Awesome.
Yeah.
By the way, it just came to me, the country singer I was thinking of earlier that wrote a song about a famous person was country Kiwi artist Kaylee Bell, who actually appeared in The Voice or something like that, and she sung a song called Keith about Keith Urban, to Keith Urban.
Right.
And I guess got a bit of a platform because of that, and now she's kind of like touring, you know, some greats, you know, shows and stuff like that. So maybe one day, where do you think
maybe I need to get in touch with old Rob and
where do you think you can kind of corner him? What's your strategy?
I'll have to do a bit of Googling on that one.
Do you think he'll come to New Zealand so you can, you know, corner him at Sky City or something? Or let's plan here.
Probably not.
Okay.
He likes going on the Colbert Show. I've seen him on that a few times.
Is he in Manhattan, New York or something?
Quite possibly.
That's where it was born.
A New York show. Yeah.
He was born in Manhattan, 1943, according to the internet.
Right.
He's been making movies since the 70s. Wow.
Yeah.
Before my time.
Yep.
Actually, you've been doing music for a long time. What do you recall? What year was it? 2008, your very first recording, or like of yourself?
For Super Turtle, yes.
But what about you as an individual?
Oh, me too. Oh, geez. I started really young as well. I had a song on BFM while I was still at secondary school.
So, what year was that?
And, that would have been about 82.
Okay, cool. I was born in 83. Did you hear our first guest, Pat?
Not the very start of your show, no.
Okay, well, Pat is breaking into the scene.
Oh, no, I did. Sorry. I thought you said Patch then. No, I heard Pat. Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah.
Really cool. Well, she's a breakthrough artist, 18 years old and everything. I just want to kind of do a bit of a time lapse. And what's the difference now with the sort of like recording technology back in the 80s till now? Like, is there a big leap?
It sort of depends what you're doing. Like, if you're a band, especially an indie band, and you're going to like to track your guitar, bass, drums live and overdub a few things and vocals, it's not really any different, but it's easier financially, I guess, because you can do some of it yourself. But if you're more of a cut and paste type of person, there's definitely been, you know, that side of things. I think it's the economics that have changed, because you can do things with plugins that you would used to have to buy an expensive rack unit, and you can use your computer as a capture device, which is obviously a lot cheaper than a tape machine as well. But the process for a band isn't necessarily that different. You know, you still have to play well and sing in tune and so on.
Yeah, absolutely. You can only shine a turd so much. And,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like if you're having to pull your timing.
You can roll
it
in glitter, though. You can roll turds in glitter.
Yeah.
have you not heard that one?
I have heard that one. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, I'm not much of a... I was watching some live comedy the other week. We got shouted at work, and since that comedy show, I feel like I'm walking around trying to be funny. But it was really great. This Irish guy opened the show, and he's like, you know, is there any Irish people in the show? Is there any Americans? And he's like, are there any Australians in the show? And you're like, oh, all the Australians are keeping quiet, you know, like pretending to be Kiwi, going, shh, mate, don't give away our cover. Obviously, I'm parroting it incorrectly. Do you have a favourite joke, Darren? Are you much of a funny guy back home?
No, I'm not. I am off the cuff, but I'm not good at reciting a joke sort of thing.
Do you have a favourite comic?
Not really a comic person these days. I used to be, but...
That's very grim.
Yeah, I used to like Mad Magazine, but that's like 20-odd years ago.
Oh, yeah, Mad Magazines were edgy, hey?
That's a long time ago.
What was your favourite or memorable sort of, magazine number for Mad?
Oh, I can't remember any numbers, but they used to do parodies of, you know, sitcoms and movies and characters of the actors and that. It was pretty cool.
Well, for all the Gen Zs out there, Mad Magazine's still going around, madmagazine.com. And I guess the most memorable thing about it, right, was the fold-out at the back. Like, it was really edgy. You could fold it in and it became...
Oh, that's
imagine.
Right, yeah.
That's how I remember Mad Magazine.
I've forgotten about that, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I don't know. Should we listen to your Robert De Niro song? Do you have
Indeed,
anything else you want to add?
We've just come off a really cool tour, which promoting this song. And we went to the Tahi Bar in Warkworth. We did an Auckland gig at the Thirsty. Went to Pyro and played at the Refinery. And the Saturday just being, we finished off in Hamilton at Navara Lounge. That was cool.
I haven't been to Navara Lounge in years. What's that like these days?
Yeah. It's still the same that sort of lampshade and couch sort of
yeah
vibe. And yeah, it's great. We played with the guy Matthew Bannister that used to be in a Flying Nun band.
He's been on my podcast, and, Matthew Bannister.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, so I knew him from way back when, because I was in a Flying Nun band called Chainsaw Masochist, and we used to gig together. So it was nice catching up with him again. It was great.
He's got an album called One Man Bannister or something from what?
That's him. Right.
Yeah. He's been on the show. Really cool.
So he's got a band called The Changing Fame that plays with us on Saturday.
The Changing what?
The Changing Fame.
The Changing Fame. That's an interesting, like fame yeah. as an F-A-M-E?
Oh, no, same, S-A-M-E.
The Changing, I see what he's done there, the old juxtaposition.
Yeah.
Matthew Bannister.
Quite a literate fellow.
Matthew Bannister, you can check him out on YouTube, actually, youtube.com/ at weather, as in W-H-E-T-H-E-R, manful. There's some Matthew Bannister stuff there, him playing on a piano and things like that. And well, you're always recording. I don't want to say what's next for you because tomorrow is next for you, isn't it? Like, you're always recording. Are there any interesting other acts you're working with at the moment that you can talk about? I know you've been
recording
promos
because of the studio build. So at the moment, I'm not doing much recording. But just before I closed down the old studio, we tracked the new Super Turtle album, which this Robert De Niro single is going to be on. So that's just waiting to be released.
Now,
another album.
I love collaborating with the promotional arm of Earwig Music Promotions because you're sending me new music all the time, which is fantastic because I can actually talk about something. There's a breakthrough artist called Jethro Clark that's going to be releasing some new music early June.
Yep.
Early June 2023. We can't say much more at the moment, but thank you so much for the promo press that I will activate closer to the release dates. And keep them coming, Darren. I really do appreciate that. And so does our radio listeners. A big shout out to the radio listeners in Los Angeles at the moment and New Zealand. Have you been to LA?
No. A good friend, John Kemp, who was working as an engineer and playing there for about 15 years.
Right.
He loved it. He gigged with us at the Thirsty Dog a few weeks ago. He's got a band called The Waterways. They were very cool.
The Waterways?
Yeah, Waterways.
I got to check out these bands. You know so many good like underground bands.
Got some great ones to play with on the tour. And the Otis Mace Combo, the Foralees. They're all really good.
Is there a hub online that we can check out with all your bandmates and all the new releases coming out other than Earwig? Is there a central hub for new releases specifically?
I do have an Earwig Music Promotions page.
Yeah, what? Tell us.
That's on Facebook. It's just Earwig Music Promotions.
Well, check them out. And of course, you can just listen in to kiwiradio.nz. We play independent and New Zealand music all the time. And how many star ratings are you giving our radio station these days? Are you been tuning in?
Yeah, star
especially
ratings.
Tuesdays, 7 p.m., you know?
What's the maximum number of stars?
Give us 5.
Okay.
And say it in a radio plug way. Please don't give us a 1.
5 stars for sure.
Oh, okay. That wasn't cornering you to preferred outcome at all. Not at all. Write a song about it, Super Turtle. Yes, please. Yeah. A preferred outcome is the next single. Super Turtle, a very fantastic and wonderful rock band that organically rehearses as a band and plays and records, and that's what I love about it. You can check out more of Super Turtle on superturtle.bandcamp.com. Our wonderful guest Darren, thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to outro the show with Robert De Niro.
Nice.
Stay cool, stay creative, okay? And let's know how you go with the new studio. I'll be keeping an eye out for that.
Yeah, well, I'll do that.
Wonderful. And you'll be back into recording some wonderful new music, I'm sure. And we just love the outcome. Well, that's the show for everyone tonight. It's closing into 8 p.m. now. Robert De Niro is the song by Super Turtle.
The pain and the sorrow and the love are waking you up. At least there's tomorrow if your health keeps on holding up. Robert De Niro, out of time, out of luck. Give up. The train ride tomorrow, cause your car's just been blowing up. The pain and the sorrow, but your plan keeps on holding up. Robert De Niro, out of time, out of luck. You want it all.
Concludes the show, everybody. I'm your host, Ralphie. Check out this episode of the podcast, which will throw up very soon on the internet as a free MP3 download. Be sure to do that. And if you want to support the servers, you can actually join for additional, you know, podcasts and things like that for just $2 a month, and that will go straight to the servers. And in fact, we'll go to our Bandcamp budget, where we support local Kiwi musicians by buying their albums, such as Skeela with her Fantastic Life EP, which we purchased recently. Keela Shade with her EP there called We're Talking, and Jeff Ong with Maybe It'll Be Alright. You see, we're very active about giving some love out to other people. Really, it's not about us, it's about you. Speaking of being about you, if you want to join our live show with Mike in the Night, you can check out Mike Martin's show celebrating 500 episodes at mikeinthenight.com, or you can Skype him at Mike Martin's 1980. It's your voice, your call-ins. Just call in and tell him what you're thinking of. It's really just like a support group. That's that show playing as well on the replays there, and lots of fantastic new music coming out from Aotearoa. We'll be joining next week. We'll hopefully have Roger Skinner, if you like country music. Monolith with Brent West is going to be joining KiwiRadio.nz. Dolphin Friendly is lined up, as well as JT Agnostics. Marmalade is going to be joining us sometime in the very near future, as well as the Tomahawk new record. Louise returns from Sonic Space Lab, and I found a new artist called Greg Conrad, who has messaged me wanting to be part of the show. And if you want to be part of the show, you need to add me on Instagram, instagram.com/kiwiradio.nz. That is the only form of social media we're doing at the moment. I'm sorry, Gen Z, I haven't jumped into the TikTok bandwagon. There's too much controversy with Dance Bite, right? So yeah, not for me. But yeah, Instagram all the way, instagram.com/kiwiradio.nz. If you want to say hello, if you want to be on the show, drop me a DM there. And thank you again for everyone listening. That's really the wrap up. I want to say thank you to our sponsors, AucklandMarket.co.nz, RebellionGaia.com. If you got Steam, you should play out that RPG game. And I want to say thank you to our monthly donations from MDWH, Anarchy, John T. And again, if you want to join us, it's totally optional. And yeah, we'd really love the support there with our servers. We can expand with storage. We can expand with giving back to our community, because this is a non-profit radio station. We give it all back. You know, that's what it's all about, really. I have the job. This is the passion, right? So yeah, that's what we do. That's what we do. Okay, well, thank you. KiwiRadio.nz. It's 8 p.m. right now on a Tuesday. I hope to see you next week. And if there's a better rain, more amber alerts, I hope you stay dry and, you know, stay safe and all that. And stay creative. That's my original hashtag from years ago. I love how, like last week, the guest knew the sign off. Like, it's fantastic when people do that. Like, they're actively listening, you know. Anyways, if you want to say hello and you want to say that you're actually listening to us, one more thing, there's a Discord button on the bottom right-hand page of the website where you can chat and join the community and do all sorts of fun stuff, like what you normally do on the internet, right? Right, that's it. PM on the dot. KiwiRadio.nz. UpFM.co.nz.
This is UpFM.
Good night, New Zealand.